We'll have David Schultheis tell us of a Christmas he remembers in Russia.
I have been asked to tell about how Christmas was celebrated in our German villages in Russia. In order to do that, we have to go about 60 years back to the mid or late 20s, when the churches were still functioning and the people practiced their faith openly. The economy had recovered from World War I, from the revolution, and also from the famine in the early 20s, and the people had become more prosperous again. The Christmas, how I experienced it in Kraft, where I was born and grew up, and in my family, is that a very short subject. The celebration of Christmas was no different in Kraft than in any other villages, so we take that any way we want to. A few weeks before Christmas, wheat was brought to the flour mills in order to get the finest flour possible. And the ladies, they started to bake cookies and pfeffernisse. Pfeffernisse, some people know what that is, and maybe some don't. That is some kind of a gingerbread. And they used watermelon syrup that gave them a special taste. The ladies, they made their own forms for the cookies and different forms, especially of farm animals. Even it was the same dough, but the different forms and different kinds intrigued the children. When I was about 12 or 13 years old, I received a pair of, couple of days before Christmas, the ladies started to bake their Weihnachtskuchen. We call it coffee cakes, and our people said Dinnerkuchen. There were Streusel or the Ribbelkuchen, Honigkuchen, and Zuckerkuchen and Schnitzkuchen, to name a few, like you ladies bake sometimes when we want to raise a little money down at the neighbor fair. And a ham was baked. Now that ham was baked specially for Christmas. It was put in a pan and covered completely with dough, about 1/2 inch thick, and put in the oven. That was the best ham you ever ate. By Christmas Eve, everything was ready. To my knowledge, there was no one in Kraft had a Christmas tree in their home. And the reason was, it was just too difficult for men and horses to drive 10 to 15 miles in deep snow to get a Christmas tree. But in the church, there was a Christmas tree. On Christmas Eve, the church was filled. The people wanted to hear the Christmas message. They wanted to hear the choir. And they wanted to see the decorated Christmas tree. After the services, everyone went home for the big event, especially for the children. Then now came Christkindje, and you know Christkindje always brought presents. Adults did not exchange gifts, but the children received gifts from the Christkindje. When I was about 12 or 13 years old, I received a pair of ice skates, and I thought I was the richest and happiest kid in the world. Now I have to say a word about the Pelsnigel. There was a Pelsnigel. He did bring no gifts, and he did not come to every house. Only by arrangements with the parents, he came to the house. And when he came, to greet, in quotation, the unruly boys. He had a piece of chain to make a scary noise. He had a strap and other little things. One year he came to our house to my so unexpected, and I was so surprised. I thought I was a good boy, but the Belsnigel knew different. He asked me what I had done, and I didn't know. I was shaking like I'm shaking now. But he knew that I hadn't come home on time a couple of times, at the time set by my parents, and that was, of course, a crime. He didn't use the strap. But would you believe he reached in his pocket, brought out an onion, and I had to bite off a piece. And believe me, it was not a Walla Walla sweet. The Christmas dinner in our house usually was a goose, and Gänsebraten in German, or our people said, and Gänsebrote. Those people who didn't have geese, they settled for a beef roast or a pork roast, not too bad either. For dessert, there was the sour watermelons. Many of you know what they are. Now, in the evenings, here comes that good ham, other cold cuts, the coffee cakes, and samovar tea. You know what a samovar is. On second Christmas Day, there was always two holidays, which is in European countries to this day. There are two holidays. On the second holiday, Christmas church service, and in the afternoon, there was visiting relatives and friends. And one event I would like to mention, weather permitting, in the afternoon on the second Christmas Day, the young men, they hitched up a pair of horses, decorated them with bells around their necks and with some ribbons, picked up their girlfriends and went for a ride up street, one street and down the other. Katatsafar, they called it. Katats is a Russian word, what they had accepted in their dialect. It was lots of fun for the young people, and an exercise for the horses too. That is about very short what I can tell you how Christmas was celebrated in our German villages in Russia about 60 years ago. Now, if I may add a personal note, I wish every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year. Thank you very much.